Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being part of our day. I'm excited about having Tom Dobbins on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's with the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. He's the Director for Partnership Outreach in Taxpayer Education and Communication in the Small Business and Self-Employment Division. That's a long title for a great guy, and his job is to make sure that small business owners and the IRS are more partners than adversaries. We're going to get him to tell us about how he's doing that. Tom Dobbins, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I really appreciate it. It's rare when you're working with the IRS that you get such a warm welcome, and I really appreciate it.
Well, we're glad you're here. And I said something earlier in previous hour that I wanted to say again to you. One of the things that I've noticed over the last several years, and I think it kind of got started with OSHA, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, is some of the organizations that have the ability to, or have had the a little bit of a reputation, maybe was deserved sometimes, but maybe sometimes undeserved, that those organizations realize, you know what, let's find people who need help and help them instead of catching them doing something wrong. OSHA did that years ago. They said, you know what? Hey, if you got a problem, come in. No penalties. Tell us what you got going on. Let us help you. Let us fix it. Let us help you fix it. And they started doing that. I feel like the IRS has been moving in that direction for the last several years. What do you think?
I totally agree, Jim. And, in fact, it's why I came from the small business advocacy community into the IRS, is to help push the IRS to the forefront of what we call in government compliance assistance. And I think it's a part of reinventing government. I think it's the way government should be moving. And frankly, I think that if you look at it as a race, I think the IRS has moved to the front of the pack. We have a real strong basket of things that we offer to our customers to help them comply, because we recognize that 90% of our customers want to comply. The tax code is so complicated, they need help in doing that.
And it just got more complicated this week.
Yes, it did.
With the passage of the second tax bill.
And we're scrambling now to again, help small business people to understand how that impacts them.
Right.
It's a very complicated thing. And think about those people who come from different cultures and mm-hmm. in different countries who are trying to understand how we collect taxes in this country.
You know, that was a problem for Russia. They didn't even know how to collect taxes.
Right. And their citizens or others come to this country, they want to start a new life, they want to be entrepreneurs, and they're not familiar with the basic logic or thinking behind collecting taxes. So
now I'm not sure collecting taxes and logic go together, Tom, but I'll give you I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one. Tom, one of the things I've been telling my audience for really a couple of years or so, maybe more than that, because I have a number of experts on my brain trust, of which, by the way, you are now a member, Tom. A number of experts in our brain trust on taxes, CPAs and tax attorneys. And one of the things that we've been pointing out to the audience for several years now is that the IRS's website, your website, is not your grandfather's IRS website. I mean, this is a pretty hip website. And folks, I'd like to encourage you to do a couple of things. Go to irs.gov. On the left, there's a link that says businesses. Click on that. If you're a small business, on the left on that page, on the second page, it says small business and self-employed. Click on that. And that will take you to the page that's devoted to you and me. And Tom, I want to congratulate you on some of the things. You got online classrooms. You got a way to understand how to get a federal ID tax number, which is called the EIN now, and how to collect employment taxes in our small businesses. That's information that we desperately need.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. And in fact, I will share with you and your listeners a little shortcut on that process, and that is irs.gov/smallbiz, B-I-Z, and it's a backslash.
Okay.
And that will hopefully jump them right.
That'll take you right to it. irs.gov/smallbiz.
Yes.
Okay.
And
B-I-Z, and it, by the way.
Yep. B-I-Z, right. Thank you for helping us remember that. Now, what that does is we link you to, you know, critical aspects of our website that will help you with all aspects. We've created specific communities that are focused on the construction industry, for example, new small businesses, other groups. So if you fit into one of these communities, and we've gone after major groups, there's a whole place that you can fit in if you're a restaurateur or others and have specific resources geared for you. But we have also taken some of our most popular small business products, our two online classrooms, and we put those up so that you can stream. We stream them through the web so that you don't have to order a CD, though you're more than welcome to. You can just, particularly if you have high-speed access, mm-hmm. you can stream that off our website. If you don't, again, you can go and order directly our, again, most popular CD-ROMs and other paper products, too.
Well, the one here I'm looking at is the IRS Small Business Workshop. And this teaches small business owners the basics on their tax obligation and helps them understand all the different moving parts that they've got to pay attention to, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and it's a great one. It's one that I hope your listeners will go out and work with their local chambers of commerce, their small business development centers, and their local practitioner groups to get taught. That was put together so tax practitioners, and you know this, but all your listeners may not, 80% of our customers use a tax practitioner because mm-hmm. the tax code is so complicated.
Right.
But to get those tax practitioners to teach those courses in local communities, at those development centers, at local chambers of commerce and other places, and that curriculum is there to be taught. It also is accessed so that people can go through it and learn it themselves. And we've spent a lot of time, we've worked with some specialists in the education area to make sure that it's a curriculum that makes sense and is helpful to people.
Right. Tom, folks, Tom Dobbins is with us. He's with the IRS. He's with the Director of Partnership Outreach in Taxpayer Education and Communication for Small Businesses at the IRS. irs.gov/smallbiz, small biz, B-I-Z. And when we come back, there's some other things here I want Tom to tell us about that they've got. Folks, this is good stuff. This is important information. It will not only help you sleep at night, it'll help you run your business better. And that's coming up right after these messages with our new friend Tom Dobbins, 20 after. Stay with us. And you ain't had we're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Dobbins is here, too. Thomas B. Dobbins is with the IRS. He's in charge of the partnership outreach in taxpayer education and communication, working with people like you and me, folks, to make sure that you and I have the information that we need so that we can comply properly with the IRS, so that we can give the IRS every, as I've often said, Tom, I want the IRS, I want the government to have every penny it deserves and not a penny more. And so you guys help us to do that and to make sure that when we have a visit or a communication from the IRS, it's a pleasant one. And I appreciate the efforts that you guys are making about along those lines.
Well, that's what we have to work towards, Jim. And one way that your listeners can help do that, too, is to think about is filing electronically.
Yeah.
And the reason that is because a lot of the work that we end up doing in compliance is around mistakes and errors that get made when our customers are sending in their tax return.
Things that get left off, like Social Security numbers.
The number one problem is people forget to sign it.
Yeah.
So electronic filing is a way that you cannot submit it. You cannot submit electronically with a math error.
Right.
So I encourage you, is again, your 80% of your listeners who are working with tax practitioners, is to encourage your tax practitioner to file electronically. It really does help reduce those errors and therefore reduces the chance that you're going to get, a little letter from us or a visit that you know, because there's been an error on the return. So,
well, one of the things, Tom, that we do, we use your website like crazy. We get lots of forms off of it, and we do extensions. You know, we get extension our filing extensions off your website. Now, the electronic filing, what's the percentage of Americans who are filing electronically now? Do you know that?
We're pushing up to, and these are all Americans, we're going to, in the next filing season, we'll break through the 50% barrier.
Good.
Congress has encouraged us and has set a goal for us by 2007 to get 80% of our customers submitting electronically. Now,
right.
I don't know if we will make that or not, but it's an important goal. First of all, it makes us more efficient. And helps us use our resources, more wisely.
Mm-hmm.
If with government, you want it to be as efficient as possible so we can keep the cost of it down.
Is it true that if I file electronically and I have a refund coming, that it comes quicker?
Yes, it does. It definitely does. Now, a lot of our customers don't always have a refund coming because,
right.
You know, they generally will have a balance due.
Mm-hmm.
But it's processed more accurately. It's one of the things that concern many people about using electronic submissions of any kind is security, and our security is absolutely the highest levels. So it's something that you can submit it. We all have that angst of saying, gee, I hope when I put this in the mail that they get it.
Right.
And we send it certified. Well, that only guarantees that the envelope makes it. So,
right, exactly. That is a problem sometimes. Tom, let me ask you about businesses filing business returns electronically. Is that possible? That's not possible now, is it?
Yes, it is. We have now all the major schedules are available, and they're on a modernized platform.
Right.
So that you can submit all the schedules, add information to your schedules. You can even submit electronically supporting documents.
Okay.
So it is not, again, as our website is not your grandfather's website, neither is submitting electronically.
You can do personal and corporate returns electronically. What is the adoption rate from a business standpoint?
We just have started to bring on the new schedules, you know, the major schedules for businesses,
mm-hmm.
and the adoption rate is, we're amazed at how quickly businesses are moving toward that. But
right.
Again, a lot of that is driven by practitioners.
Well, because they're doing the returns and then filing for you electronically, aren't they?
Exactly.
They're doing the work for us. And see, that's the other thing, folks. One of the advantages of working with a practitioner, and as my audience knows, I encourage people to do that all the time. Get somebody to help you. This is just too complicated, and you'll get it done on time. Tom, before we go any further, I want to remind people, I'm back on your website, and you've got a small business tax workshop. It's a student workbook. Is that a PDF?
Yes, I believe it is a PDF.
And then there's an instructor's guide. There's a small business tax workshop instructor presentation. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff here, folks, that will help you. There's streaming information, introduction to federal taxes for small business self-employed. It's a streaming video. There's so many things. Also, you can order them on CD. Thank you very much, Tom, for bringing this information to us. And I want to remind people that there's a filing deadline coming up the 15th, right, for those who extended the personal income tax.
Yes, and the other thing is, Jim, that we have a wonderful calendar that's going to be available right at the beginning of the year. You can get it paper, or you can download it from our website electronically.
Right.
And you can keep track of all the key dates that you, for your business, need to make sure that you file successfully.
And that's at irs.gov, right, that we can get that calendar?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Will you come back another day?
Jim, I'd love to. I want to talk about electronic payments then.
All right, we'll do that next time. Thank you for being here. Good job.
Okay.
Tom Dobbins, ladies and gentlemen, with the IRS. It's not your grandfather's IRS, folks. Quick break. I'll be right back with Philippa Games. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.